I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Live from way out behind the station in the News Radio WRVA Home Improvement Shop, this is the Home Show with me, your humble home improvement guru, Richard McCann. Welcome, everyone. Good morning. Wow. I feel like Keanu Reeves. I feel like we just did that crazy backbend dodge that he did in the original Matrix movie. You know, we went all the way backwards, and that storm just off to the side. I don't know. I was so freaked out last Monday. Monday, I was losing my mind. I was just convinced by looking at all the weather maps and all of the, this is the track and here and the spaghetti thing. I don't get the spaghetti thing. But, you know, it looked like it was pretty cut and dry. It was going to plow right into Richmond. And there was no stopping it. And I started preparing. I really did. You know, I cleaned up the yard and got some stuff put away. Didn't buy anything. Didn't buy any groceries. Did not buy any milk or bread or anything. Yeah, we keep the pantry pretty much stocked at Casa de McCann, mostly because I don't want to go out. Once I get home, I don't want to leave. If we cook at home, there's going to be food in the fridge and in the pantry, so I'm not leaving. And here's the worst part. We looked at it. We stared at the map, and I think this is a good call. Because for those of you that have been listening, today was supposed to be my wedding day. I was supposed to get married today. I was supposed to do it right here with you at 11:30. And I started, we were talking to the people who are hosting us for the reception, some lovely friends, Sonny and Connie. I met them. Here's the thing, I got to say this. And Jordan, as your career goes on, you're going to be amazed at how many people you meet through this medium and actually become friends.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of odd. I was talking to Sonny, and I said, I realized the reason I met him was the very first sponsor I had on this show, almost 16 years ago, was a company called LeafGuard, and he was their head salesperson. He and I have now known each other for almost 2 decades.
It's pretty crazy to think about.
It freaks me out real hard. But I mean, we're like brothers.
Yeah.
And his wife is the sweetest woman. You'll get to meet them.
Yeah.
You'll get to meet them. But we pushed the wedding back.
It was at the time, all the forecasts. I mean, I'm not saying that, I'm sure some of the weather people were calling, thinking that, the original path of the storm was going to have us sort of
in the crosshairs.
In the direct path of the storm. And then as the week unfolded, that turned out not to be the case. But I think in hindsight, it was probably a good call just because, if you got all three local channel weather groups saying,
yeah, you're done,
get your storm supplies if you haven't, and get ready to hunker down because this is going to be a bad one, then it's probably a good call to be like, okay, let's just move this thing 2 weeks.
And here's the thing also, is like, I have family. My sister just moved to Raleigh, so they're getting blasted right now. My best friend, his wife, and two of my godchildren live in Charlotte. They couldn't travel. Then you have her family, they're all up north, but they're older and they can't be traveling in bad weather. It was just, there was no way around it. It was no way around it. And we decided, so for those of you who I invited, and for those of you who were planning on listening to it here on the air, we're going to do it on the 29th. And I think that's just another sign that this is going to work for me because, and for her, because we understood. We, you know, there's a lot of people that would have gotten really upset. And well, what are we doing? And then, of course, I've got these people, these little trolls on Facebook, like, I would have done it anyway, Richard. Or somebody sent me this article, like, couple is told to evacuate, but they stayed and got married in a storm. Yay! Oh, no, 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 no. Being safe is what I'm all about. And, you know, for those of my friends and family, thank you to Piedmont Smokehouse, by the way, because I called him on Monday. I said, look, we got to push this back. And he goes, I'll figure out a way to do it. That's all I can do. I will figure out a way. So God bless them. Thank you so much. And for all of you that were wondering, who've been sending me a message on Facebook, yeah, it got pushed back. So what are we going to talk about today? Because, you know, I figured that this would all be about storm damage. I thought today we would be just up to our eyeballs in water, wind, and fallen trees. And I'm very, very happy that we're not. I mean, it makes for a harder radio show, don't get me wrong. But as I looked at it and as I looked at the map and I thought about storms that have gone on here in the past, you know, you and I, listeners, have gone through quite a few storms. More snow than hurricanes, but we've been here for some hurricanes. And what I remember back in the last one was, you know, all these trucks coming up from North Carolina to help get our power turned back on. And I thought to myself, so what's the, why did the storm turn? And I guess the storm turned because it's going to do what it wants to do. It's weather. But this is going to give us an opportunity to return the favor, isn't it? So we'll be talking about all the different ways that we can help down there in the Carolinas. And if you really think about it, here's the worst part. Here's what bothers me. This is hitting North and South Carolina as we speak. As we speak, it is pounding them straight into the ground. In fact, if you step outside, I just looked at the map with Miss Megan Wise from NBC 12, and you can see we're getting some of the swirls. The outer swirls of this thing is coming across Richmond right now. And if you go outside, you can feel a little extra wind. It's not really raining. But even a little wind is going to bother me because, well, you know what happened last night? Because we're prepared, right? All set. All ready to go. Here we go. Bring on the storm. No storm. Okay, that's fine. Last night, 6:30. 6:15. I'm cooking dinner. Hey, Jordan, have you ever tried to cook a steak the way Gordon Ramsay does it with the basting and the thyme and everything like that?
No. It's glorious, you know, where you cook it in the cast iron skillet and you're just souping it, you know, souping its own juices over it. And yeah, the melted butter, and you put the sage or whatever.
No, it's thyme. It's thyme. Yeah. And then, but then the best part is you pop it in the oven to let it settle cook. So I'm cooking this beautiful steak for my lady, and got some broccoli going on. And we lost power last night.
Oh.
I was literally, I'm standing in my kitchen going, what the, and it blinked like once, and I'm like, okay, lost power. Didn't just lose power on the hill. Fulton Hill, rockets landing, blackout.
Oof.
The whole thing. We're just sitting around, and I've said this already to her. I'd much rather lose power in the wintertime than in the summertime.
Yeah.
Because I've got three different ways I can make my house warm. I have no way to make my house cool.
Nope.
So yeah, I'll tell you what we did during the blackout. I'll talk about what we can do to help out people, our neighbors to the south. They're saying, please do not travel south. Don't do it. I know there's a lot of people that are thinking, I can help. I can go do something. Well, there's lots of ways to help. And there are better ways than you think. There are we have these knee-jerk reactions of how we can help, and sometimes they just don't work, or it's counterproductive. I'll explain all of it. We've been through this before. We will be through it again because, remember, hey, hurricane season isn't over until November. My name is Richard McCann. The phone number is 345-1140. That's how you get through to the home show. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA. It's 1140 AM, 96.1 FM. And don't forget, download the radio.com app. That way you can listen to us anywhere you go. By the way, we got to tell somebody. Somebody told me that on the radio.com app, they were not able to hear Mr. Andre Viet quite as clear. So we might tell Alan about that.
Yeah.
Any ideas?
No idea.
By the way, I'm going to give you... Before we get into this, I got to give kudos to my producer. You took an idea and you ran with it all on your own, and it's just bravo.
Yes.
Bravo.
Yes.
You
thank you.
You turned our high school football night into basically a TV show.
Yeah. Well, I told them, I wrote this lengthy reply. I appreciate Gary Hess the shouting me out to the whole. The whole squad, the whole building here, and I originally was hoping to use you as the guinea pig for
yes.
it. I still would like to get us on board with the same sort of thing, live streaming at least.
And I think that's in our future. Now that you've proved it, and here's the thing, folks. I'm going to say this. This is a piece of advice to Jordan, but it's a piece of advice to everybody. All right, it's something I've learned the hard way. Nobody going to give you nothing. And if you have an idea, the only way it's going to become a reality is if you do it yourself. It really is. You cannot wait for anyone to give you permission or to give you any kind of help. You just do it yourself. And that way you own it.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I approached Gary with the idea, and he's like, okay, yeah. And I'm sure they weren't thinking, you know, they were like, oh, okay, he'll probably just – take his phone or whatever and, you know, just do it that way. And
nope.
Then, you know, I come in and I set up a couple of cameras and I spent some time, you know, getting,
you did a logo.
Yeah. Well, pulling logos and everything, making it look, you know, actually like someone actually put some time into it, and there you go.
Well,
and I'm just thankful that, you know, there was not a lot of hassle in terms of the technical setup for it, so I'm happy it ran flawlessly, and you know that people have received it well.
And you know what? Here's what kills me. One day I'm gonna be working for you and Matt. That's what's gonna suck.
We gonna run the world.
Millennials taking over. What can I say? 345-1140 is the phone number. By the way, we are expecting at some point during this show and the next show, some reporters calling in from North and South Carolina, telling us what's going on during the storm. For so far, I think 600,000 people are without power. People have been rescued. 5 people have been confirmed killed. And one of them, I hate to say it, was a tree came through a house and killed a mother and her child. I saw the footage where the firefighters were just sitting in front of the house, just praying, and that pretty much broke my heart right there. So I know people are going to want to help. That's what Richmond does better than anybody else. I've lived other cities, not long. But the thing I've realized about Richmond is, for the most part, everybody in Richmond wants to be left alone. I'm a Richmonder. And for the most part, you know, I want to live my life my way. And I don't want anybody to hassle me about it. And Richmond's really good about that. Yeah, you go do you. I'm going to go over here and be me. And we're good. And that's the way Richmond works. Until somebody needs some help. And I've been doing this long enough. I've been around long enough to realize that when people say we need help, Richmond does jump at the opportunity. People will, they'll donate, they'll donate time, they'll donate energy, they'll donate money, they'll donate stuff, and That's where I'm going to have quite of a little problem, is that last part, stuff. I've read some articles, I've watched some videos, and I've watched news stories about people wanting to help, and their help actually, well, hurting the cause. You hear about a school shooting. That was one of the things they brought up. There was a school shooting, this is like 10 years ago, and over 20 some thousand stuffed animals showed up for these kids, and everybody, they I don't know what to do. They didn't know what to do with all these stuffed animals. They ended up just rotting and being thrown into a landfill or water. People will start just shipping water. Here's more water. We have water. Take our water, paper towels, and the stuff that they think they need, clothing. People ship old clothes. Hey, I have extra clothes. Here you go. Don't know where it's going, but I'm sending it your way. And it's all good intentions. It really is. I don't deny that. But there are better ways to help people. And that's with your dollars. Look, I know you ran out last week and you bought, 5 cases of water. Okay, that's great. My sister in Raleigh said she couldn't find water anywhere. And that was Monday. Monday couldn't find water anywhere. And now you're looking at these 3, 4, 5 cases of water you have sitting in your bedroom or your living room or kit, wherever you're keeping it, and you're saying, well, I can send that down there because they'll need that. Stop. Slow your roll. That water's not going to go bad, not anytime soon. Drink it. If you want to help, if you really, really want to help, people are going to need 2 things from you. They're going to need your time, and they're going to need your cash. And we will talk more about that, things you can do, plus some stuff we got to do around our homes. Because like I said, one storm, that's it. We got plenty more time for another one to hit. My name is Richard McCann. This is The Home Show on News Radio WRVA. Richard McCann on News Radio WRVA, it's 1140 AM, 96.1 FM. Jordan, I might do something I've never done. I think I'm going to cry on air.
Oh, no.
No. Okay, so during the break, I went to talk to Mr. Gary Powell, who's keeping his finger right on the pulse of the news.
Right.
And he says, hey, there's a letter for you in your mailbox.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Now, here's the thing. Almost 16 years. I probably have not had a dozen pieces of mail in that mailbox in all these years.
Right.
Okay, because, I'm the weekend guy. It's this card. It's a little card with some flowers on it. And inside it says, Dear Richard, enclosed is a small contribution towards the purchase of a rush cake for your wedding reception.
Aww.
I wish you and Joanne many years of devotion and joy. And it's from Jane, and she sent a check for $25 to put towards the
cake. Hey!
That's the sweetest thing I've ever. This is why I'm not a cynic.
Yeah.
This is why I am not Jane. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Jane.
My God. That's what. 2 things I've said all along. I've got the best listeners in the world just because you care. And that's just the sweetest thing in the world right there. That's why I'm not a cynic. I used to be a cynic. When I was younger, I was a cynic. Looked at the downside of everything. These days, I don't. In fact, if someone said, what mantra would you live your life by? I would say there's 2. I'd say one is damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead, which worked out very well for Jordan when he tried to, he had an idea and he went for it. But the other one, I'll say this, it is better to light a candle than to curse the darkness. So, damn, that's sweet. That really is. I might actually donate it, though, towards hurricane relief. But that's the sweetest thing in the world. Thank you, Jane. So, back to what's going on in the world. That really threw me for a loop. So, I was saying earlier, I know people are going to want to help with the hurricane relief. And it's going to be, this is not just going to be a short thing. I mean, this is a big, nasty storm that I don't know what happened, why it's just, it's looping right around us. I mean, literally, the storm is giving us a hug. But it's right now plowing through South and North Carolina. But that's not going to be, you know, the end of it. Then it's going to hit Tennessee, parts of Kentucky, West Virginia, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, which has been having flooding of just biblical proportions this year. And so this is not going to be a quick fix. It's not going to be a quick cleanup. It's going to affect, you know, millions of people. Right now, 600,000 people are without power, and that's not going to get any, that number's not going to go down. If anything, it's going to go up. And so I know people want to help, and that's awesome. It really is. But I want you to help in the right way. The thing is, and there's plenty of stories about it. I think Vice News did one about it. And I watch Vice News. For all of you that are, you know, what news do you listen to? I watch Vice. Mostly because I find it one of the fairest of the news programs out there. Oh, they're a bunch of liberal. No, they're not. No, they do what you're supposed to do as a journalist. You report the story. Though, if you have kids, I would not advise you to watch Vice News. Because you know how other news departments say, we're not going to show you this because it's very graphic? Vice doesn't have that problem. But they were talking about how, you know, when there's an emergency or there's something awful that happens, people want to spring into action. And I dig that. We all hate feeling helpless. We all want to, you know, pitch in and give a hand. But what you do might actually, you know, hobble the relief effort somewhat. I mean, just on the news the other day, they were showing, what, a million bottles of water sitting on a tarmac in the middle of Puerto Rico. It's been sitting there for months. Who knows where it even came from? I never heard. I've heard, oh, it's been given away. I don't know that. But people want to do things like send clothing. Don't send clothing. You know, the any clothing you send, it has to be laundered and cleaned. You can't just, someone's not going to just reach into a bag and say, hey, I found this coat. Who knows? Somebody might have bed bugs. Or, you know, sending old shoes. All of this, I know you want to help, but it's not helping. You want to send water and paper towels and stuff like that. Great. But is it what they need? To all too often, you know, people with that knee-jerk reaction, they end up clogging up the arteries of stuff that's trying to get to people that can help. So here's my advice. If you really want to, you want to lend a hand, first of all, cash and to the Red Cross. That's who I'm gonna back here. They have been doing this forever. Back in the 90s, I had a buddy of mine that has, you know, he had EMT and CPR, and there was a major flood in the Mississippi back in like 95. It was huge. And he lived in New York, but he was part of the Red Cross. And they said, come on, let's go. We need you. Because they were organized. Last night, there was this great thing on the news. They were talking to the Red Cross here in Richmond. We have a very big headquarters right here in Richmond. Right there on Carey Street near the new Virginia Power building. And, you know, they were organizing, and they're trying to figure out, okay, what place is being hit the hardest, and how many people are in this area, and how many people are without power, and how, you know, what was the, I guess they know if the shelves were all cleaned out or if there's been flooding, and they're prepping these, they have these vans, these tremendous vans that they are basically just mobile kitchens where they can go down, they can distribute food, they can distribute hot meals. I want to say they had like 60 of them. It was immense. And I've talked to people, they say, you know, the thing about the Red Cross is they've been doing it so long that not only do they have a fair amount of supplies on hand. They keep a certain amount ready and willing and raring to go, that they also have all the connections with suppliers of the stuff that they think they're going to need. At a moment's notice, they can make a phone call and they can get a tractor trailer load of water or certain amounts of food or certain amounts of blankets. They're organized. They're getting ready to send people down starting in the next couple of days, I think, where they're going to go down there and they're going to start canvassing the states to figure out what is necessary where and who needs what. And then all that gets transferred back, you know, all that gets communicated back to the people that are doing this for a living. It's all they do is prep for this stuff. True story. There's a guy that had this show before me. Never met him. I think his name was Bob. Bob quit doing radio. From what I understand, he loved doing it. But Bob quit radio because he got a job with FEMA. Pretty cool. I don't know that I'd mind a job with FEMA. Just saying. So that's one. One, if you want to help out, just donate cash. Send it $20, $30, whatever you can spare. You know it'll come back to you. You know, there's, like I said, it's no guarantee we're not going to have a storm here at some point. There's a couple. Nobody talks about the fact that there's two more storms out there churning in the Atlantic. They're pretty far away, but they're there. Now, winter's around the corner. Who knows what's going to happen next? Now, then the next thing I'll bring up is actual donating of stuff. During Katrina. After Katrina was over, the city council had this this drive, and they were collecting water, paper towels, and toilet paper. That's what they were collecting right there behind the diamond. I know, I was there. Had a little music going. Spent a couple hours out there just collecting stuff. I'll never forget. True story. Again, just to prove that you guys are the greatest in the world. I remember one family showed up and they had, like, I think it was toilet paper, this big thing of toilet paper. And they said, "Are you Richard?" I'm like, "Yes." They go, "We drove from Newport News. We picked up toilet paper on the way." I was just heartbroken. Just so sweet. But if you want to donate stuff, find a group that is collecting specific stuff that's going to be going to specific places and it's actually needed where it's going to go. Again, don't send your old clothes. Don't send your old toys. Don't send your old shoes, your pots and pans. It's amazing what people say. "I've got this and it's a spare. Maybe we can send that to somebody and they'll use it." No, they won't. It's going to end up in a landfill. It's going to end up clogging up an artery of relief that's going to be going to people that need it. So be specific. Third, donate your time. Time is necessary. Time to collect things, collect money. If you have a certain skill, look around and see if there's a group that can help, you know, use your help. I know my brother, my brother Patrick collected up with, you know, with the help of some of his friends and Champion Saddlery up in Ashland. They collected up dog, cat, horse food, any pet supplies they could find, and they loaded up a couple John boats and off they went to Houston. And they were down there because they said, well, there's plenty of people that are helping people, but there's not a lot of people that are helping the pets. That's another one that's going to need a lot of help. When they're going to start doing that drive again, I will let you know. I haven't heard anything from him yet, but I will. I'm seeing him later today. The people that, all of you that are pet people, you know, Gary Powell, he and his family are all about the pets. And I dig that. You know, they're a member of the family. Well, we're already hearing, you know, cries of help from shelters down in North and South Carolina that they're at capacity to the point that they don't know what they're going to do and they don't want to do what they might have to do, which is euthanize some dogs or cats. Just, there's not enough food, there's not enough anything. So that's another one. You know, contact your SPCA or whatever your animal shelter is. See if they are doing any kind of fundraiser. Give them some cash. Awesome. Do it. I'm going to be, hopefully, at some point today, my friend Marla, last year, she introduced me to a group I'd never even heard of, but it's called the Cajun Navy. And she started working with them last year for Houston, and now she started working earlier this week with them, again, knowing that this storm was coming. And if you don't know what the Cajun Navy is, I want to join this group so bad. These guys sound like the coolest people on the planet, and I've always wanted to be cool. But they're a group of men and women from Louisiana that during Katrina, they had boats. They had flat-bottom boats. Nice thing about a John boat or a fan boat or any of those is, you know, you don't need a whole lot of water to float. And from what I understand, they've been moving up from Louisiana for the last couple of days. They're already in South Carolina, I believe. They're on the outskirts, you know. And it's just a fleet of normal people coming up and giving a hand. And like I said, Marla's supposed to call in at some point. We'll see when it happens. But that's another group I would, you know, I would recommend. Check out the Cajun Navy because, you know, that's just good people doing good things. So again, plenty of stuff to talk about. My name is Richard McCann. It's 345-1140. It's 345-1140. That's how you get through here to the Home Show on News Radio WRVA. We're keeping you abreast of what's going on with Florence as she just beats the crap out of South. This is the Home Show. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA. We are keeping track of what Florence is doing to our neighbors from to the South, which is going to be our neighbors to the West and then our neighbors to the North. Yeah, we dodged a bullet, literally. And thank you all to the people that contacted me and said, hey, sorry that you put the wedding off. We had to. It was the smart thing to do. Traveling in this is not a good idea. And they're saying, please do not travel south if you can help it. But I'm going to read this story to you that was just given to me by Mr. Gary Powell. Crowded shelters may have to kill animals ahead of Florence. Some shelters in Hurricane Florence's potentially devastating path warned they'll euthanize animals if they can't get them out in time. Local government-run shelters have been filling up fast ahead of Florence's arrival and in many jurisdictions hit capacity and need to make space. Jewel Horton, the manager of Pender County Animal Shelter in North Carolina, told the Washington Post. That means putting down animals to avoid overcrowding. But killing the animals is the last thing shelters want to do, Horton said, so they're asking volunteers to take in animals. We're avoiding euthanization at all costs, she said. That's why we're begging for assistance. One couple from Wilmington, North Carolina, packed a 9-foot moving truck nicknamed the Fluffy Bus. You got to love the Fluffy Bus, don't you, Jordan?
I like it.
I do like that, too. I just picture all these little pet beds floating around in the back. With nearly 24 cats and dogs to save them from death and took them to a rescue group in Pennsylvania. For us, animals are more important than things, says Julie Lachmar, president of the Bowdoin, North Carolina-based Humane Society. Things can be replaced, anything can be replaced, but you can never replace a life, whether it's a person or an animal. It's important for the shelters to have space before the storm hits for all the animals so they'll have to take in the aftermath, Horton said. Once we start hitting recovery mode, space is going to be an issue. Getting people here to help us is going to be an issue. Many pets get abandoned as people flee natural disasters. After Hurricane Katrina in 2006, the Louisiana ASPCA found that 100,000 pets were left behind and as many as 70,000 died throughout the Gulf Coast. On Tuesday, the ASPCA pleaded with owners to bring their beloved pet animals with them when they evacuated. We can't stress enough how important it is to incorporate pets into an evacuation plan to help to keep families together and pets safe. Shelters up north are offering up their help, too. D.C.-based Humane Rescue Alliance said they reached out to the southern shelters to see if they could help by taking in some of the animals. They had received 8 dogs and 18 cats on Tuesday, according to the Washington Post. A team from American Humane, a national animal welfare group, picked up a 76 cats from the shelter in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and drove them to facilities in Albany, New York, and Hartford, Connecticut. Myrtle Beach shelters announced Wednesday that they are evacuating nearly all their locations. Over 170 animals were bussed out of the Grand Stand Humane Society in trucks to be moved to different shelters. About 100 were evacuated from staff members. The last van just left, director said. That's not an animal left in the building. All right, so like I said, there are ways to help, and depending on how you want to do it or what your capabilities are. I mean, I know some people, they foster animals. That's a possibility. But as I said before, my main concern would be cash. Cash is king when it comes to these situations. You donate to people that know what they're doing. They've been doing it for a while. They've done it before. Get together with your friends. Do a little fundraiser. Donate what you can. But do not start shipping stuff. Do not send clothes. Do not send shoes. Do not sell pots and pans and towels and, I got this whole thing of sheets over here. No, they don't need that. Not right now. That's way far away from what people need. That's down the road. Right now, people are going to need, and here's another thing. Don't be sending half, the old, I got a half a can of shaving cream. They can use that. I've got this package of razors. They don't want that either. It's not sanitary for one thing. It's kind of gross if you think about it. They need cash. Cash to the groups that know what they need and where to get it to. I will advise you about this, though, real quick. Know who you are giving your money to. This is the time when scammers lose their mind. It's a buffet. It is a buffet of people with soft hearts that just want to help. And there are going to be phones ringing all over saying, "Would you like to help with the relief of Florence? Well, then we can just take a donation right here over the phone." You've never heard of them? Don't do it. Don't give your credit card number out over the phone ever. And you know what? I'll even say this. One of the things I do when people call me, and see, here's the thing. My cell phone number is my old phone number for my business, which the business hasn't been around for years. I quit. I had to move on. I had to move into something else. And so there are still thousands of people out there that have my number as McCann Plumbing Electrical, which is not McCann Plumbing Electrical. It's just me. And so about once a day, I get a call asking for a handout. And three times a day, I get spoofed. Three times a day, I get somebody calling me up going, yes, we have discovered that your warranty on your car is about to expire. Would you like?" I'm like, my truck was built in 2002. I don't think it has a warranty anymore. Would you like to donate? No, don't. Be careful of that. And ask of whatever charity you're talking to, ask them specifically. Well, that's great, but how much of my donation actually goes to the charity and how much goes to just the charity running itself? How much goes to the cause and how much goes to the charity? I've had people call me up and ask me to donate to something, and I'll say, okay, great. How much of my donation goes to the actual, cause? And I had one that actually said, well, about 10%, sir. Like, wait a minute, the rest of my money goes to you? Well, we do have operating costs. Yeah, but not that high. Seriously. So just be careful who you donate your money to. Another thing that I've already heard that they are looking for specifically is hundreds of blood drives have been canceled in North and South Carolina. And you know that there's going to be a need. There always is. I mean, there's constantly a need for blood. If you've never donated before, it's really not that bad. It isn't. I first started donating when I was 17. That was a long, long, long time ago. And I donated a couple of times, and then I was told I couldn't donate anymore. I was told that I had antibodies that I was carrying around, that because I had these, that I could not donate blood anymore. And I thought that was hooey. I didn't like it. And I said, you know what? I don't think this is right. And it took me over 20 years of petitioning these people to let me at least come in and have my blood tested. You know, I knew that this was a way that I could give back to the community. And lo and behold, you know, it turns out back in the day when I was 17 years old, they made a mistake. There was a mistake on the test. That was 20 years of me not being able to donate. Now I can. If you've never donated before, it's easy. It really is. You walk in. They get a little bit of information from you. You sit in front of a computer, answer a few questions. Yeah, I know there's some people that don't like needles. Turn your head. I do. It's not the pain of it, you know, when they stick you. It's just kind of the visuals. I'm not keen on it. Yeah, but I turn my head for a second. They know what they're doing. You don't feel a thing. You sit there for 20, 30 minutes, and then you get juice and cookies. Who doesn't like juice and cookies? And you're helping people out. So if you can donate blood, that would definitely be a bonus if you want to help out people down in South Carolina, North Carolina. And remember, it's gonna wrap up around Tennessee. It's going to clip Kentucky. It's going to smack West Virginia around. And it's going to go up through Pennsylvania, which already is flooded. Watch the news. Pennsylvania's already flooded. They really don't need any more water. My name is Richard McCann. The phone number is 345-1140. That's 345-1140. You want to give me a call, tell me what's going on in your world. Maybe you know a charity you'd like to help promote, or maybe you're working on a project. I'd love to hear about it. We're on this all together. This is when we're proud to be an Americans. That's right. This is kind of when it makes me think of this. All the dysfunction that I see on television and I hear on radio shows and read in newspapers, all that dysfunction. Jordan, did you actually do any prep for the storm? Are you ready for it?
I looked at so Sunday night. Okay. So we talked, I guess, how long ago was
Saturday?
How long ago was the tax-free weekend that we talked about buying?
3 weeks, 4 weeks ago.
Something like that. And I thought I was going to get a generator that weekend. I didn't. And so Sunday night, I was like, okay, I'm going to get a generator. So I went on Amazon, and it said, at the time, it said, you know, you could do the Prime 2-day shipping, and it would be here Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I was like, okay, let me talk to my roommate about it and be like, yo, let's go in on this.
We'll
this
split is the gonna cost.
Be, yeah. So we waited, and then I went back to it on Monday, and then it was like, yeah, no, it'll be here like Monday, the 17th. And I was like, well, that's
a little bit
out
there.
Yeah, that's a little later than, you know, by that time I'll have already figured out a contingency plan. So I didn't end up getting a generator. I did end up getting one of those solar phone chart, like the solar packs that will charge your phone, because I was like, okay, well, I at least need that at the very least. And then I went to the grocery store. I got some, you know, I got my hurricane snacks, but, you know, obviously turns out I don't need them. So I guess
you've got snacks.
Yeah. Next Saturday, you'll see me with my picnic basket of goodies. Yeah,
we've decided that his nickname is going to be Yogi, because he shows up every Saturday with a picnic basket. I mean, it's immense as he eats a Pop-Tart. Yeah, we did our standard prep, which there's not a lot to it for me at Costa McCann, because I kind of like to stay prepped ahead of time. We keep pretty good amount of food in the house. Never too much, never too little. You know, there's always enough. There's always something to make dinner. And we have coolers around. We have ice around. And, but I was expecting, like you, I was expecting to be in the middle of a storm and a blackout. And nothing. I mean, it dodged us. But that doesn't mean that the supplies won't go, to waste. They won't. We got them good. And there's always the possibility of another storm. But here's what happened to this guy. And I don't know if it happened to you. I know it happened to a couple of people on my Facebook page. So I'll put that out there. We lost power last night. There was no wind, no rain. It's windier now outside than it was last night. And I'm sitting there. I'm in the kitchen. I'm making dinner. My fiance is watching Mystery Science Theater 3000. Awesome show. Awesome show. And all of a sudden, everything just went, pew, done. Now, of course, my first thought is, did I pay the electric bill? And I looked outside, and there's no truck turning off my power, and I looked at the clock. It's like 6:15. I'm like, nope, I wouldn't have lost power at this time of night. And I go outside, and the whole street is black. Now, I want to tell you this again. This is something that you can't hear enough times. If you lose power, ever, for whatever reason, call Virginia. What do they call themselves now? Dominion Energy?
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody last night on my Facebook page called them VEPCO. I'm like, they said, you need to call VEPCO. I'm like, I'd need a time machine to call VEPCO.
Technically, that is their corporate name, but the Dominion Energy is like their common name.
They're still corporately VEPCO?
I'm pretty sure, because I saw my day job is working for a legal newspaper, and I saw a Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals case yesterday,
mm-hmm.
an opinion that was, it still was Virginia Electric Power Company, and then it said FKA, whatever that, formerly known as Dominion Energy or something.
Huh. Okay. Well, I mean, so if you lose power, the first thing you have to do, though, is call Dominion Energy. Not because they really are going to have any idea what's going on. Okay, I called immediately and went through all the steps, and they said, we have no idea what's going on. Would you like us to contact you when we have, an idea? And I set my phone so that whenever they figure out what was going on, I would get a message from Dominion Energy. Now, the reason I called was not because they were going to be able to tell me what happened. It only happened 30 seconds before I called. But by calling and your neighbors calling, that sets up a matrix, if you will, where they can start determining where are all these people calling from without power. And they can send the right amount of trucks in that direction. So I called. I got a machine. I talked to the machine. A very nice machine. Lovely voice. And they basically told me, we have no idea what's going on, but we'll get back to you. Then, after about an hour and a half or so, I saw one of my neighbors. I'm like, hey, you guys without power? Yes, we are. They got through, and Dominion gave them a time frame. So I called back. I wanted to get another idea. And they were saying, okay, it's going to come on somewhere between 11 o'clock and 4 a.m. And I'm like, this is just great. Because my concern, I had a couple of different concerns. Remember, I go to bed really early on Friday, but I use my cell phone as my alarm clock. And though it has a pretty good battery life, I was concerned. What we do, we went and broke out the flashlights. I used some, I've got a couple of LED flashlights that gave us a lovely glow in the living room. It was beautiful. And then I went, remember last week I was telling you glow sticks, and how I bought a huge amount of them back in the day. And it was long ago, probably 14 years ago. I bought like a case of glow sticks, and I've used them up a little at a time. Guess what? They have a shelf life. Because this thing was not near as bright as they were when I got them all those years ago. In fact, it was pretty sad. It was pathetic. It was just like, I'm glowing. Yay. Didn't give us any light whatsoever. But with, we settled in. We opened a few windows. I broke out my battery pack again. That's one thing. He bought a solar charger. I should get one of those. But also, they make battery packs you can pick up at the home improvement shop right there in the battery section that will charge your cell phone, and it's rechargeable itself. And they're about $15 versus the ones you buy at your cell phone company, and they're like $80. So I would get one of those. We got power back at 10:30. 10:30, everything blinked, and everything came back on. I remember I looked over at my phone, like, oh, okay, good. And then it was back to Betty Bye for Richard McCann, because I had to be here on this for you guys. 345-1140 is the phone number. When we get back, I'll talk about some of the prep we did and the things that we're going to make sure stay maintained so we don't have to do the prep again. Give me a call, 345-1140. This is The Home Show. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA. Talking about the storm, things that we've done, things we can do, and things we can prepare for the next time this happens. And it, hopefully, not to us, but it could. 345-1140. Melinda in Chesterfield.
Good morning.
Good morning, Melinda.
How are you?
I'm quite well. How can I help you?
Well, I have a situation. We bought a beach house. Yeah. Like 15 months ago.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, very excited. It's kind of what we want to do as we retire. So we're...
Me too.
but it is in Carolina Beach, which is just a little east south of Wilmington. So right now, it is getting hammered. We are actually in Chesterfield now.
Okay.
We went down and, you know, did the hurricane prep, the shutters. But have no familiarity with doing this sort of thing. And I was calling in to see if I could get some tips about what to expect, what to take with us, what to do when we go back, when they let us go back on the island.
Oh, what to take? Well, I mean, let's ask the first question. Are you guys handy at all?
Minimal.
All right. What I would probably do is I would take tarps. How old is this house?
It's about 10 years old.
Okay, so the roof should be in fairly good condition, and they probably put a good quality roof on it because of wind. But I would take some very large, good quality tarps and rope so that you can cover. If there is damage to the roof, you can cover the roof and tie it down. Remember that if there's damage to the roof, it's going to be there. Your tarp's going to be there for a while. You know, there's going to be... there's going to be 1,000 roofs that need help, and they'll get to you as soon as they can get to you. But that tarp's going to be your new bestest friend in the whole wide world. I would take a good quality shop vac with me to clean up any water that got into the house. How close are you to the water?
We're ocean front, so
nice.
Pretty close. I mean, there's
all right, and
there's a pool between us and the.
Not,
that's about it.
Not anymore. There's not.
That's right. And a dune.
Okay. Yeah. And that's another thing is how tall are the dunes? Because I was talking to a gentleman who did, he did evacuate, and he was less than worried about his home because he said they had like 20-foot dunes where other places have much smaller ones. So that's going to be come into account, you know, how much damage you got. But the storm surge was pretty high. You're going to need things like shovels, push brooms, trash bags, a wheelbarrow probably will come in very handy.
Yeah.
I mean, these are the things you got to think about. What you're dealing with is sand and water that came towards your home. Now, before you left, did you turn off the water to the house?
Yes.
Good. Oh, very proud of you. And did you turn off the power to the house?
Not completely.
Okay.
We turned it off to the HVAC units and the pool pump.
Okay.
The house does have an elevator. It's turned off to the elevator. The elevator's jacked up to the top.
Right. I mean, what you got to think about is you're going to be dealing with water and sand. You might have lost some siding. I'm taking it's got like vinyl siding on it.
Yes.
Okay. That's not a big deal. You said it had shutters, which is fantastic. I watch all this footage of these people boarding up their houses, and I'm like, why don't you have shutters? That's what they're designed for, you morons. Get shutters. Now, how high up off the ground is your home?
The first floor is about 15 feet up, so I'm hoping, you know, the water just went underneath.
Yeah, and that's the hope. I mean, the main concern then it for you realistically is roof, broken windows, peeled siding. You know, hopefully, you know, if it's 15 feet off the ground, the storm surge did go underneath it. That's why they do that, which that's why I don't understand New Orleans. They build their houses a foot off the ground, and they're in a bowl. Doesn't make any sense to me. But yeah, I would. And here's the thing. Say you go down there and you don't have any damage and you say, well, I've got all these tarps and I've got all this, you know, stuff. Well, then that's something.
I have neighbors.
Yeah, you got neighbors. You got friends. You got community. They're going to need this help. But remember what I said. Good quality tarp. Don't buy a, oh, look, it's only $10. No. You want something that, if you have a roof problem, can be on that roof for months. Okay?
Okay.
Melinda, make sure you call me back and let me know what happened down there. I want to know.
Sure will.
All right. Be safe.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, see, there's nobody. You have roof damage down there? The roofers are going to be... I have a buddy of mine who owns a roofing company. I have two. I have two friends that have roofing companies. You know? The amount of jobs they did based on a hailstorm that lasted less than an hour was incredible. If this storm had come through here... There wasn't a roofer out there that wasn't going to be busy for 6, 8, 10 months. So you got to figure if you lose a roof, you need a tarp that's really good, thick, heavy quality, because it's going to be there for a long time. One of my neighbors had a tree come through her roof. They came in, they tarped it off. That tarp was there for a month and a half while they figured out who could fix it and what needed to be done. It was there. So, you know, I know you can go to some of these discount places, I'm not downplaying them. I bought tools at Harbor Freight or Tractor Supply, and they have the really high quality tarps, and then they have some cheaper ones, and the cheaper ones are designed for doing that cheap little work. That's it. Go in, go out. I'm done. But for something like a roof, you need something really, really heavy duty. We'll take more of your calls at 345-1140. That's 345-1140. That's how you get through to the home show when we get back. I'll tell you what prep we did and how that's going to be good for us when the next storm comes through, because, you know, it's just a matter of time. My name is Richard McCann. This is The Home Show. Richard McCann on News Radio, WRVA. It's 1140 AM, 96.1 FM. And don't forget to download the radio.com app. That way you can listen to us anywhere you go. And if you miss any of the show, don't forget to download the podcast from WRVA.com. You can also find us on iTunes and Google Play. It's The Home Show with Richard McCann. And I appreciate it. Hey, leave comments, by the way. Always helps. Don in Saluda.
Richard, how are you?
Better now that the lights are back on. That sucked last night.
There you go. I got a question. You know, we were preparing for this sort of. We have a generator that's hardwired into the house, but it's manually operated. In other words, I have to go out to the garage, flip some switches on the panel, and then start the generator.
Yeah.
In the interim, the house is always dark when that happens. Unfortunately, it doesn't happen often. Mm-hmm. But we were looking at some of these lights that you plug into a socket. And it charges while it's plugged in, and then if the power goes off, they automatically come on.
Yeah,
kind of like a nightlight.
Sure.
Do those actually work?
I mean, that type of emergency light has been around forever. I mean, when you say nightlight, that's exactly as it started its life. It was a little incandescent bulb, and but that had a sensor on it. Now, as far as the rechargeable ones, I haven't seen those yet, but I mean. Why not? Why not buy one or two and just to see if it works? What I'm doing now for Casa de McCann, we have a basement, And the stairwell is a little dark to get down into the basement. Now, for me, I've been going down those stairs for almost 20 years. I could do it with my eyes closed. In fact, I often do. And she wanted some kind of light because she can't see. I found these little LED lights, little square lights that have four bulbs in them, and they run on batteries. And what I did is I put two of them in the stairwell with a little Velcro, and all you have to do is tap the light, and it brightens up the staircase.
Oh, that's perfect.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick up a few more of those today, and I'm going to mount them in, you know, a couple in the living room and the dining room. And, you know, you won't be really able to see it, but if something happens, I just go over, tap it, and it gives me enough light that I can get around, you know, and not stub my toe.
Yeah. What do you think about LEDs as a permanent lighting solution?
I think they're the greatest thing since sliced bread. Now, I don't know what was the comparison before sliced bread.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to replace every light bulb in my house with LEDs.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. My thing is they've come down in price considerably. Now, here's the thing. Don't buy your LED light bulbs at the dollar store. They're junk. But it cuts back the electric bill considerably. They last for years. And I don't want to climb on a ladder any more than I have to. I'm old. I don't want to climb the ladder. I'm all about it. LED flashlights. We took my LED flashlight. I turned it on. I set it on its end on the coffee table. And it lit up the whole living room. I mean, I'm not saying you can sit there and read a book. But, yeah, I definitely knew I could leave it running all night and I'd still have light in the morning.
Well, we have a really tall ceiling. I mean, the house is... it's a timber frame house.
Sure.
And so it's clear span all the way up to the peak. And we've got, there's cans up there, you know, for spotlights, but they're 23 feet off the floor.
Right. And they make a new thing for can lights. It's an LED insert. And you pull the light bulb out, you screw the thing in, and then you slide this LED insert into it. It gives off tremendous amounts of light. And it's not going to burn out for the next 5 years.
Well, that's what we're looking for, is something where we don't have to continually replace these, because we have to actually hire somebody to replace them.
Now,
I'm not going up there.
Go over to Tri-State Electric. Tell them that I sent you and that you got can lights and you want the LEDs.
There you go. Hey, listen, I just got to tell you, I listen to you every weekend because I work the weekends.
Yes, sir.
And I drive for a living.
Oh, goodness.
And so I'm on the road now, but I listen to you every Saturday morning, and you are the best storyteller I've ever heard.
Oh, no. No.
You could talk about Kleenex, and I would listen to you, okay?
I tell you, the best storyteller I've ever listened to is a guy named Dan Carlin, and I aspire to be as good as he was, as he is. But, I mean, I appreciate the compliment. I truly do. And on the 29th, keep listening. You'll hear me get married on the radio.
I will do it.
All right, thanks, Don.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Great day.
Bye.
Yep.
All right. George in Henrico.
Good morning, Richard. I'm sitting here by the radio in my tuxedo. I was waiting for the wedding ceremony, but I understand why you had to postpone it.
Safety, family safety is important.
What I'm really calling about is generators. All through the years... I didn't think about getting a generator for the home because it's hard to justify spending that kind of money when you only lose your electricity a short period of time. And I still think that way. However, I started thinking another way. For the past 58 and a half years that my wife and I have been married, we have spent thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in fire insurance premiums and hoping and praying that we never collect a cent under that coverage, because I don't want my house on fire, but it's just good to have that peace of mind. So we decided, especially after we lost that current in 2017 for about 15 hours, that we would look into getting a generator. So we got five estimates, and we settled on the one that was the cheapest. If you want me to, if it was a WRVA sponsor, I'll be glad to name it because I can highly recommend them.
Probably Master Electric.
That's exactly who it is.
Yeah.
And they're a great, great job. And so when we did lose our current for about 15 hours, I think it was a few months ago. Ours is all natural gas, fully automatic. You know, it comes on when the current goes off, and then when the current comes back on, the generator goes off. And I'm telling you, that peace of mind is well worth the cost, I can tell you that. We're both senior citizens, and we have some health problems.
And George, I'm not trying to cut you off, but you're absolutely right. When you get older, you know, you got to keep your lights on. You have to keep your medication cool. There's all kinds of things out there, and you can finance a generator. So,
and also, you know, we don't spend a lot of money on expensive vacation like cruises and going over to the country and all that sort of thing. And so we went ahead and made that investment, and I am just so glad that I did. And, you know, Richard, if we never lose our electricity for the rest of our lives, that is fine with me. I mean, it's a peace of mind knowing that we have that. Because I don't want my neighbors inconvenienced. You know, I wouldn't want to lose that current just to say, well, my generator is working, you know. So, but it's a peace of mind of that. So, you know, maybe your listeners can, you know, might give that some thought, you know, that it's really well worth it, I think.
All right, George, thank you very much, sir. I've got somebody on the line that I really want to get to, so I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Marla.
Hi, Richard. Good morning.
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm a little tired, but I'm doing fine.
Yeah, you sleep less than I do, which is nearly impossible. But for everybody that's listening, maybe they know your name, maybe they don't. Marla has been a friend of mine and a friend of the show for 8 years, 9 years, something like that.
8, 9, yeah. It's been a while now.
Okay. And tell me, you have been working with the Cajun Navy. Can you tell us about the Cajun Navy?
I would love to. The Cajun Navy is a group that really came to the forefront during the Louisiana floods in 2017. And it's a grassroots, all-volunteer organization, and they specialize in rallying volunteers to send out in disaster zones. They were crucial during the Hurricane Harvey storm last year. I got hooked up with them last year, and basically what they do is men and women take time off of work, and at their own expense, they load up their boats and pack up their trucks and head where everybody else is heading out of, and basically do use great technology, cell phones and laptops, and we take calls for rescue when 911 and EMTs, and they can't get in. Our guys go in. We take rescue calls, and we log them onto an application, and our guys pull up that information and head off in a truck or a boat and rescue people and animals and get them out to safety. And we did that in Hurricane Harvey last year and Irma, and we are boots and boats on the ground in North and South Carolina, and they have been there starting on Tuesday. We started staging, and they are currently out there rescuing people now.
And that's mostly flat-bottom boats, John boats, and some of those fan boats, right?
Lots of those, yes. We've got mostly flat boats, John boats, that kind of thing, so they can get in and out of you know, tight places and you know, streets that have become rivers and canals.
Wow, wow. Now, do they have a website? I mean, I found a Wikipedia page about them, but I didn't look too hard for a website.
Yeah, there's a number of different websites. If you go to Cajun Navy Relief Ops, that is one of the main pages that is talking right now. There's also America's Cajun Navy. There's a number of different groups under that umbrella. So there's a bunch of different Cajun Navy groups, but America's Cajun Navy and Cajun Navy Relief Ops are two of the ones that are most active right now, doing great work. All I have to do is basically sit at my computer and monitor calls on the radio on my phone, and I plug them into a computer, and we've got amazing men and women down there doing all the hard work and helping folks out.
Yeah, because you don't have enough to do with five kids, homeschooling, working two jobs, and Little League. Yeah, I'm just saying, you had the time.
It's a great way to be able to help and, you know, to, serve a need that is out there and, you know, do a little something for folks that are having a whole lot rougher time than I am, that's for sure.
Now, here's a question. Can we donate to them? Because I imagine, you know, these guys and men and women have to eat. They have to have some place to stay.
They do, and they, you know, they do accept donations. They are nonprofit organizations. All of the Umbrella Cajun Navy groups are nonprofits, so you can go to those pages. You can donate to those groups. Like I said, these men and women take time off of work to, you know, at their own expense. They gas up those boats. They gas up those trucks. And these people are coming from Louisiana, Texas. We have people coming in from Alabama, up from Florida. I mean, it is amazing what these people do. And like I said, I am just a teeny tiny little person doing not a whole lot significant. But
oh, wait. We do not take that kind of language on this show. Okay, you are doing something. You are doing something that other people are not doing. I mean, heck, all I'm doing is yapping on the radio. So do not berate your value to this situation.
Well, it's a great honor and a privilege to be able to be, you know, a small part of just an amazing group of people that are out there saving lives, people, animals, getting folks to safety, and taking care of people, which is what it's all about.
Well, Marla, you know, you need to get some sleep.
Yeah, I got up about this time yesterday morning, so I am due for a little nap, so I think I'm going to do that.
You know, if you stay awake for 72 hours, you're technically insane.
Yeah, I try not to push that, because I think I'm kind of on that edge already. So
you're right there, teetering. All right, Ms. Marla, thank you for telling us about the Cajun Navy, and I'll see you in 2 weeks, right?
I will be there. I can't wait, and I wouldn't miss it.
All right, thank you, Marla.
Thanks, Bye. Have a great day.
Marlo Gallagher with the Cajun Navy. Everybody check him out online. My name is Richard McCann. This is The Home Show. Richard McCann on News Radio WRVA. 345-1140 is the phone number. If you have some kind of question, query, conundrum, riddle, tell me what's going on at your house. Tell me what you did to prepare, and are you ready for another one if it happens to happen? Remember, yeah, just because it was a hurricane doesn't mean we don't get a snowstorm later. We dodged this one like Neo in the Matrix. And did that back bend. You know, I have the leather trench coat. I look really, really cool in it, Jordan. I look like Superfly in the leather trench coat.
Nice.
I know, isn't it right? 345-1140. Hey, Gary in Rockville, what's going on?
I just wanted to pay a compliment to a friend of ours, Frank. He sent people out in preparation for this storm. He sent his people out, no charge, to make sure that double check on their generators. So I just wanted to make a compliment to that.
Frank at BREMAX sent his boys out to check on a generator they installed for you?
Yep, and I've known him for 35, 36 years, but he did that for all customers.
You know what? That's why I love those guys over there. I mean, stories like that make it all worth it.
So I just wanted, you know, point that out, because it's significant.
Oh, you know, and that's the thing. People complain to everybody, but if something goes right, they hardly ever say anything. So I appreciate you calling in and telling me that, Gary.
Okay. Have a good day.
Be safe. Bye. 345-1140. Yeah, of course. You know, if someone called me up and said, Kirk Akey came and double-checked my roof, I'd believe you. If they told me that Air Resolutions came out and double-checked their crawl space, I don't have people on this show that I don't trust. I find it easier. My life is much, you know, I met a guy one time. He was a millionaire. Ran all kinds of businesses. And I said, man, you must be the smartest guy I know. He goes, nope, not even close. He said, I surround myself with the smartest people. I surround myself with the best people. He goes, that way I can do what I do because I know they're doing what they do. Thusly, The Home Show. There you go. 345-1140 is the phone number. I want to read this to you real quick. If you guys remember last year when Houston got hit, my brother Patrick and some of the people up there at Champion Saddlery and one of my sponsors, Lotscapes, they all got together to start collecting horse food, dog food, cat food, kitty litter, stuff for pets. Because if you heard me read the story earlier, I mean, 70,000 pets died in Katrina in New Orleans. 100,000 were just abandoned. And so what they did last year is they loaded up a horse trailer and a truck and a couple of boats and all the food and everything. And they went down there to try to do some animal rescue for horse and cattle. Some of it was successful. Some of it just wasn't. And that was incredibly sad. He called into the show and he'd been sent to go check on some cattle and like they drowned, 60 cattle dead. There's going to be a lot of pets. They're going to need love and support down there in the Carolinas. And remember, the storm is wrapping around. So it could, you know, Tennessee, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, all those are going to be hit too. So my brother posted this on Facebook, and I'm going to read it to you. Good morning. So we got out lucky, and hopefully we'll not take a direct hit from this storm. This is a couple of days ago, but yes. However, North Carolina, South Carolina, and parts of Georgia will. Mark Eubank of Lotscapes, Bruce Warner, and Linda Warner of Champion Satterley have put out the call for supplies and equipment for these areas that will be hit. We did it for Texas and went 1,264.9 miles just to get there. So now our friends to the south will need our help as well. My friends, it is time to come together and do this again. So I'm from what I'm understanding, they'll probably be locating right there at Champion Satterley in Doswell. It's not that far, people. It's just up the road. It's a quick hop, step, and a jump. But if you can, you know, buy a bag of dog food or a bag of cat food or a bag of horse feed. You know, it's not expensive. You know, what's a bag of cat food? A good bag's $12. You know, go to the box store, get a big bag. They're going to be needing it down there. And hopefully these guys will, you know, they'll be heading out there probably in the next week. Knowing them, they're probably loading up the truck right now. But it again, well, some of the things they've been saying, it is not safe to travel south. So just if you've got a home down there or something like that, just hold off until the all clear sign is done. One of the reasons I said we canceled the wedding for this weekend. Supposed to be getting married. And one of the reasons we canceled is, one, we thought the storm was going to hit us right dead. Boom. We thought we're done. But two is we have family members that need to travel to get here. My sister's in Raleigh right now. They're getting battered. I'm hopefully going to have her on the 10 o'clock show. My best friend and his wife and kids are in Charlotte. They're going to get battered. And hopefully I'll hear from them and know that they're all right. If you want to help, I spent a lot of time on it earlier in the show. I'll say it again. We all want to help, but help in the right way. You know, your heart's in the good place when you say, hey, I've got these pots and pans I can send, and I have these clothes that I'm not wearing anymore, and I've got a bunch of toiletries that I could send off because people are going to need them. No, please don't. Don't send toys. Don't send clothes. Don't send your leftovers. People do that. Their hearts are in the right place. I get it. But it's not helping. If you want to help, help with cash. Help with a local charity that you know about. I mean, the Cajun Navy, you just heard us talk about them. These are people, men and women, that are giving up their own personal time, taking off from work and driving across states so that they can go do flat bottom rescues. That's amazing to me. The Red Cross knows what they're doing. They've been doing it forever. Not only do they have themselves organized of where they need to go and when they need to be there, but they know how to get the supplies so everybody gets what they need. That's what I'm saying. I'll be back here right on News Radio WRVA at 10 o'clock, and I hope you will join me. The phone number is 345-1140. You can also download podcasts of the show by going to WRVA.com. Let's be safe out there. Help where you can, but do it smartly. That's what I'm going to say. Smart help is better than bad help. And we're still going to get some rain ourselves, and who knows? Hopefully we won't get a storm ourselves. But be prepared, folks. We've talked about it enough on this show to know what we need to do and what we don't need to do. That's a home show in the can. Burn to a disc, put needle in a shoebox underneath my mama's bed. I want to thank Jordan for getting up early and pressing all the right buttons. I want to thank Gary Powell for keeping his finger right on the pulse of the news. I want to thank the people who called in and the people that are out there helping out in this situation. See if we can't get it together, folks. My name is Richard McCann. This is a home show, News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.